Hey, I tell you what, let me get to my guest right now. We don't want to keep him on the phone because he got up early this morning so he could be on before the Hog Report. Mark Harder, County Councilman from District 7. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Mark. How are you doing this Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah, it made you get up early, and you got to get up early again tomorrow and cook turkey, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, I was looking at the turkey futures this morning, and looks like they're all gobbled up.
Well, I don't know how to put this more eloquently, but I'm unhappy with the decision by Sam Page, our county executive. I don't want to go so far as to call him a turkey, but the people that he nominated for the county police board, you know, I had Joe Patterson on the other day from the Police Officers Association. I think they had very legitimate concerns about Dr. Laurie Punch. You were one of the no votes on her nomination, but again, along party lines, the Democrats have forced her down the throat of the St. Louis County Police Officers Association.
Yes, and that was our concern too, and we gave them both candidates the hearings that they were due, and we asked her the questions that we wanted to hear her respond to, and the big part is that, you know, can she put her activist side of her career on hold while she acts impartially as a member of the police board? And when you're a member of the police board, you act as a jury sometimes when it comes to police disputes with management or a wrongful termination or lawsuits and such. So based on her tweets and her Facebook posts that she's put out before she was ever nominated, that gave us pause in this situation.
Well, and it should, because this is her quote, that she thinks the current criminal justice system needs to be dismantled. What does that mean? I don't even, when I hear people talking about dismantling our current criminal justice system, I look at what Kim Gardner does in the city. She just doesn't prosecute crimes if she doesn't like them. The police do their work. They bring her cases, and she just lets them die on the vine, or she tells the police, I'm not going to prosecute that case, or you shouldn't have messed with that drug dealer. He was just trying to earn a living. I'm paraphrasing there. But is that criminal justice reform? What is it that Dr. Laurie Punch wants to do to the county police? Did she explain that at all?
No, she couldn't. She hasn't even attended a police board meeting. Neither one of them did. I asked that question, which is telling. And I asked if they volunteered or were appointed, and both said that they were appointed, meaning somebody found them. So, that comment, and what she's also talked about, that she wants to take a sledgehammer to the justice and police systems, is a little troubling to me. And I know it's been to our officer friends as well.
Well, and it should be, because she's the one that basically said that, you know, that the police are the problem in one of her social media posts. It's just so people understand, the Police Board of Commissioners, they don't necessarily set policy. That's still in Chief Belmar's court, correct?
Well, they do set policy. I mean, they work with the chief on policy. It has to be approved by the police board when a new policy is created, and then they have to enforce it. So they run the police department. They can hire and fire the police chief. They have a lot of power. They have subpoena power, and they hear these cases. The other thing I'm most concerned about is because of her, issues with Facebook and other things, in this job, she's going to see a lot of confidential documents, and she's going to be privy to a lot of different court cases and issues with discipline. I'm afraid that she's going to want to jump out there and say something, and it's not going to be a good ending for these court cases. So we got to watch that, and we got to watch this situation and find out, you know, is she going to be able to be impartial? Is she going to be able to be confidential with the information that she's going to be given, or is she going to be the mouthpiece for other special interests.
Yeah, well, that's sure what it sounds like. Sam Page has ended up putting a couple of activists, anti-police activists, on the Police Board of Commissioners, which is just a shame. You know, Mark, while I've got you on here, one of the other big issues I saw the other day that I believe got tabled by one of the newest members of the county council was some sort of a fund that they wanted to put together to pay for affordable housing in the county. Is that correct?
Yes. Councilwoman Clancy is putting forth a bill to create a what's called an affordable housing trust fund, which will basically have a board that will make priority decisions on how we spend our government grants and money that goes towards affordable housing. We get the money now, but it's being decided on by staff members in the county, and she wants to create a board that will decide where that money should go and set priorities based on agendas.
Right. Different than what's being done now, where staff members look at it, decide where the priorities are, and then they come to the board for approval, right?
Correct. And this new board will, like I say, will decide based on agendas. They will also have some possible taxing authority if they can get it passed. That will help fund some of this. They are also hoping that the medical marijuana tax will start the funding on this, and then future marijuana taxes will help build the coffers so that they have more money to give out to different special interest groups.
Yeah, the gift that keeps on giving.
That's just right.
Great. No kidding. Well, listen, keep up the good fight, because I know that so many of these votes these days at the county council level come down to a 4-3 decision. And we've just got to keep up the good fight and eventually try to get some common sense back in control of that county board, county council.
Yeah, and I encourage your listeners to be paying attention in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a race to the end here. We've got three more meetings left for the end of the year. There's some different issues out there that need to be handled. Also want to remind everybody that Guns and Hoses is tonight at the Enterprise Center at 6:30. So I think there's still a few tickets left. And I will be down there with Tim Fitch, and I will be presenting a resolution to the police on their this year's Guns and Hoses event. So we hope to see everybody down there for that event.
Well, please come down and see us. We'll be at one of the ringside tables, because Tricia and I are kind of a big deal, just so you know that.
Oh, do you have the big deal sign up?
Well, I'll have the big deal sign up on my table, just so you know.
Okay, I will look for you.
No, I'm just kidding. We're going to be sitting down there with Chief Greg Brown and Tim Jones, and we're going to have a great time. So be sure and look us up tonight.
We will.
All right, good. Mark, we'll see you tonight. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep,
see
County Council Member Mark Carter from District 7. Unbelievable. If you're a believer in freedom and law enforcement and enforcing the laws, the rule of law that's on the books, what Page has done here is a slap in the face to everybody in St. Louis County. Can I just tell you that? Let me get to a break. 314-241-9797. I got Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the GOP, coming up at 8:18. Stay tuned for that.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
One News Time, 7:47. Good morning. I'm Victoria Bavu in for Denise Schaefer. We are under a high wind warning until 3 this afternoon. The gusty winds have left over 16,000 Missouri customers without power and 6,400 in Illinois. With those winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour, MoDOT telling drivers on their message boards to give trucks plenty of room since they're at risk of swaying or tipping over. The NCAA upholds sanctions on University of Missouri athletics. The Stanley Cup winning Blues are on the road as they make the trek to face the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. And tomorrow marks the 112th year of the traditional Turkey Day game, when Kirkwood hosts Webster Groves tomorrow. This report is service of the Associated Press. Check out the newest podcast, Ground Game, hosted by AP's digital editor Megan Crane. Ground Game is a weekly conversation with AP reporters and guests about the top political issues around the country, available on Apple Podcasts. We've got 43 degrees at 97.1 FM Talk.
Traffic from the Ambassador Floor Company Traffic Center.
Along with those high winds, Sue, we're seeing some MetroLink riders experiencing 5 to 10 minute delays until further notice because of that. And we also have some delays, 370. Now, this is westbound past Truman due to a crash, though, on this time. It's in the left lane there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.